point that Anne asked me to clarify. When we're talking about the asavas, and I was saying that all the asavas, they can even arise in the sense store, like lobha, vijja, moha, and even ditasava, all can arise so quickly, even in the sense store and
sense store process.
She just asked me to clarify whether ditti can really arise in the sense store process.
Yes. Like we don't know that we are attached already to sensuous object,
right.
So we don't know whether we have accumulated the degree of tipti that it can arise as soon as there is something appears.
So that's why when the example of holding the microphone so quickly that ditti can arise, yeah. No idea of it
right,
at all.
Right.
We cannot say whether there is ditti arising or no ditti arising, because it's a matter of panya, and it has to be when it is the object.
Yes.
Otherwise, who can know if that's it's right. Not the object, like now, see?
Right. No, as soon as I asked that question, I thought, oh.
Or even mana, who knows now?
Yeah.
If it's not the object.
That's right. Although, one gets... I find if there's... I can be aware a number of times through the day when mana may have arisen.
There is thinking by conditions,
yeah, thinking.
And we
okay.
know that we cannot stop thinking. But the best thing is to understand. Until everything now is the object, so that there is no latent yeah. tendency of ditti left when time comes.
Yes.
And you mentioned, when I mentioned how even the asavas arise in the sense door process, including ditti, you mentioned that you couldn't understand how ditti could arise with the object being visible object.
I think somebody else was the one who brought all this up. But yes, you're right.
It can be.
It can be, because it's not at the time of seeing. It's later on in the process.
Right.
With the Jawa and Jitas that it arrives.
Kajan, when we were talking this morning about asking the same question again and again, I remembered I think it was from a sutra, but it was about how the plow, you know, the plow goes over the field, yeah? And when it goes over, a rock comes up. And to make the field ready for the rice, and that no matter how many times the plow goes over the field, always there will be another rock. And it seems like that's starting again, beginning again. We can never think of the it's all ready to move on to the next field. There's still so much deeper and deeper.
And we can see that when there is the understanding, we can read sutta with understanding, because it's daily life. The accumulation of avicca is so great. It's like a big, great wall, and it's locked. And right understanding is very difficult to go through it. That's why one knows that there shouldn't be heedless and ignore about the truth, that it's not necessary to wish or to want to have anything arise, but to develop understanding. The only way is understanding. Why? Because we are anxious. The truth of seeing, hearing, everything appears now. Until then, you can say that, oh, when it begins, it cannot understand all as Dhamma, like we have heard. But it's the moment of learning, developing from hearing, that it has to be attention or awareness and understanding reality as it is. Just see, before it can be like that, it takes time.
And it's the only thing that can penetrate that ignorance.
So many, many realities in between what we can experience by seeing and hearing. Lots of ignorance or attachment or the right understanding. It conditions to be right. So depending on condition, until no matter what pusya is there, it just arises and falls away. That is the beginning of seeing the not clinging to the idea of self, because panya is there. So it's courageous to understand more and more and better and better.
Because it erodes the idea of self, which the self wants to cling to.
Mm-hmm. By nature.
So, by nature. By that's its nature to do that. That's right. And the idea, so the idea of self is, it's there all the time, isn't it? Until that moment when...
Until the latent tendencies of it is completely eradicated.
So we shouldn't, sometimes we say, oh, but that's, you know, that's the self. But it's not, we shouldn't be surprised, should we?
We cannot stop.
We cannot stop.
Any arising, any reality, but panya learn to understand. Until it's so developed, so great that it can see and become detached. Literally, just detached from taking it for I or me.
Yes.
But not detached from craving and anger, because the root is still there.
You always thank them when they
We need to hear this again and again and again and again.
And that's the way to have less attachment. Otherwise, the wish is there, the I is there.
Yes.
Unknowing, just wait and so many things that Lopa used to do. So it can again arise and perform its function as wanting, wishing, turning away from reality at this moment. But there can be the understanding of that which sees and no understanding. For the hearing more, it begins to develop by thinking or whatever we don't mind, until panya is there, seeing that those moments are also done.
I was going to come on that
So not to mind is very important. To be relaxed, well, to be relaxed about what happens.
So it needs the pariyatti to support the understanding of reality. Otherwise, we can think it up by ourselves, about the danger of akusya, about the worst that we have caused. Just to turn back to understand whatever it is, instead of thinking it is. How many do you have? How many kids do you have now?
But now we just have one, and she's quite old. She's about 13, and we have one little girl who is 17. And she gets, sometimes she has been so sick, and then she has got better. So her life is not ready to end yet. Very interesting.
No one can do that.
No. I look at sometimes, and I think it's amazing, because she should not be alive, but she's alive.
You call it the invisible hand.
Yes.
It can do anything at any time.
So say again.
Invisible. The invisible hand.
Yes.
The gamma.
Yes, exactly. That's a very good way to describe karma, the invisible hand.
Certainly, we don't know where.
That's right.
We don't know, and we don't know when. It works its way when time comes. I see right now. It works. It's the result of the invisible hand. And in Tipitaka, Buddha used different word from other moments of arising, because it's just like accident, just occur by conditions. In a split second, it will go away. But what is left is the story about what is seen, how nice it is, and keep on thinking, clinging to that which has gone completely. So we can see how foolish the avicca is, and loka attached to that which hasn't come back, but still keep in mind thinking about it. The whole life is like this, and next life, no sanya about this at all. Like this life, no sanya about it. That's it.
I was speaking to Nina about the writing that she has done about Ludwig and based on her trip last year. And I thought, because she talks a little bit about Ludwig and then about how you give her lots of reminders about that Ludwig is no longer here and very helpful things like that. And I was thinking, it made me think about Conchita. I think that advice would have been very comforting when he died. And anybody, so when anybody dies, it's very comforting to have that. So the truth is more comforting than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Forever.
Forever.
So, according to my question in the morning setup, why should we study Dhamma in detail? Because it seems so complicated when we study the citta in the process.
If there is no understanding, it's so very complicated and tiring. But when there is understanding, it's so valuable, so useful, because the condition more kusa. Otherwise, how can be kusa right now if you don't read a lot about sutta and abhidhamma in details? The more understanding of the details, it can condition the more detachment from taking it for self.
Yes.
Otherwise, one cannot think it up alone. If, after hearing that there is no self, back to the self without the valuable or precious words from the teachers.
Yes.
But it depends on understanding.
Yes.
If there is no understanding, it's so very boring and tiring.
Tired, yes. Because of wrong virya.
No understanding.
Yes.
So what's the use of reading that which we cannot understand?
Yes.
But when there can be the understanding, it's more interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But reading sutta, it seems too difficult for us.
When there is understanding of Abhidhamma only, that there can be the understanding of sutta. If there is no understanding of Abhidhamma, one can never get the deep meaning of the word in sutta. Like avoid or don't do ill deeds.
Yes, sure.
It's the self. But when there's the understanding, it no one can do that. It's panya, which performs the function of not doing. Then we can understand it. All depends on realities. Without panya, it's impossible to get rid of any wrong understanding of the self from reading sutta and so on. So the point is understanding Dhamma, because Dhamma is not self. Not just Dhamma is me.
Yes, not
me. Yeah, Dhamma must be always Dhamma. Not doing ill deeds is also Dhamma. All the teachings is about Dhamma. The truth.
But it seems understanding not happen oh, so often. It's rare understanding.
That is wishing, waiting, hoping.
Yes.
Which is opposite of right understanding. Because when there is right understanding, it performs the function of detachment, hoping or wishing at all. Because it cannot be done with wishing or hoping or waiting, but it's now developing understanding from hearing. And even that moment is not the self who is trying or doing. There are different mental factors. So the understanding of the teaching is understanding realities. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything at all, because it's not the others, but the one who has accumulated panya enough to understand whatever appears right now, which arises and falls away like a flash all the time.
Yes,
not
so
waiting.
Rapidly.
Yeah, so rapidly. But the nimitta is there to be studied.
Consider.
Yeah, until the realization of the impermanency of realities which appears, it has to arise and it falls away. And the next one can be this or other reality. But no. concern or worry about how it come. I haven't known it yet or things like that. Just listen to have understanding, that's all. And let understanding perform its function. Not the self trying to help it.
Try to understand.
Try to do everything. It's so natural. Remember that it has to be now, and it's like a reminder to know that there is not enough understanding, just hearing. But the realization must be exactly like that has been heard before. The arising and the falling, since it's true, then it can be realized. And it has to be right now. That which has gone never come back. When Panya sees this, Panya begins to understand what is meant by don't cling to the past and the future. It's the way to have less and less attachment and ignorance. Only way. Very natural. And lopa is lopa, attachment is attachment. Who can change its characteristic? But Panya can know it or understand it as not me at all.
Yes.
It's like a relief from taking it for I. Even it's gone, always gone. But they're clinging as I, still there, because of ignorance. So this is the point to understand, to learn, to listen, to consider, just to understand. Otherwise, nothing else is more precious than understanding whatever appears, which never understood before at all.
Yes, never heard before.
And when it comes to the moment of direct awareness, one can see the virtues of Buddha, his compassion for all beings. Because it's so very difficult to have that moment.
Yeah.
But because of his teachings, through his 45 years, it can condition the others' heart to element to become sharper and better by having more and more understanding. So life's keep on going with or without the understanding of the teaching, depending on the individual's accumulation. For example, there is seeing right now. It depends on the person who hears it, whether there is interest in developing understanding or just leave it with ignorance. That's all.
Yes.
Nobody can force the other to have the same idea or understanding. So it depends on now. See, each move is by condition. Even this, see?
Sitting here.
Because there must be citta for this moving. Yes. Unknown. The self, ignorance, attachment.
Thank you. So
it's so natural.
But the attachment always follows us.
It does matter as long as Panya can see that it's gone. It's gone. It's not me. Who can have it at will? Who can direct it to arise? Who can direct it to fall away? It's the way it is. Dhamma is Dhamma. It's quite a relief. It's well-established understanding of reality. No concern. When will it arise? When will sati arise? When will panya is sharp? It doesn't trouble that person because panya does not trouble anyone at all.
It's time to leave.
Because I have massage.